Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello, and happy Wednesday. I'm your host, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of BusinessBabiesAndBeauty.com. I'm an entrepreneur, wife, and most importantly, mother to six beautiful children. I created my company to help motivate and inspire women to balance it all. Business, babies, and beauty. I'm excited today because I'm in studio with Renee Frank, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, events. Hi, Renee.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Renee Frank is the master stylist behind the Renee Frank brand. Having been in the business for over 10 years, Renee refuses to accept the normal. Renee Frank is known for her unparalleled expertise in high style entertaining. I love that. Renee Frank's cutting edge style has become one of the hottest styles in ultra modern event styling and design. As an arbiter of taste, she's always determined to allow her passion for excellence and her gift for custom designing to take vision and transform each of her events into a high style experience. Cohesive creativity is precedence. All Renee Frank designs, plans, and key element of an event are conceptualized in-house, allowing for unmatched quality and ensures the design stays cohesive, putting a Renee Frank event in a category of its own. I love that.
Thank you.
So, Renee, tell us how you got started.
Well, it began with family and friends asking me to do, help them out with parties at home. I would have parties at my home and invite people, and then they would call and ask me to help them with something they were having at their home. So one day I was like, you know what? I'm doing this for free. I can get paid for this.
That's always a thought we had as entrepreneurs at some point. Like, yes. I could be getting paid for this.
So I just drew up some business cards one day and just start passing them out and letting people know that I do. I started out with event planning.
Okay.
So I would let people know I was doing event planning. Got a couple of clients, and I just started gearing toward it. I saw my talent was in the decor part of it. Mm-hmm. So I start gearing more towards that aspect of events.
And that's awesome. So the decor part, you just liked designing and
the table, the tablescaping. I saw that I had a gift with doing the decor and tablescaping a table. At the time, I didn't know it was called tablescaping. Yes. And then when I was introduced to tablescaping, I'm like, okay, I've been doing this all along, but really didn't realize that what I was doing, it became a trend, tablescaping. And that was something I was very good at. So a lot of clients start coming to me for that aspect of their event.
That's awesome. So would you say like that's the most important? What is the most important part?
I believe the most important part is the decor and the food. Because, it's about creating experiences. So when people come to your gathering, whether it's something at home, you're entertaining at home, and they see the special details, it makes them feel special. So I think that's very important to really recognize the details.
So I just thought about something you said that makes them feel special because they've been invited to.
Yes.
So would you say like invitations play a part in it as well?
Yes, I do think that invitations from the beginning of the event that you put on, I believe you should start with experiences with your invitation, making people feel special, and it makes them want to be a part of that event. So yes.
Okay. So would you give a client like any example or?
Well, I'm gonna give you an example.
Okay.
I did an event for someone who was having a masquerade party. So what I did was I created invitations with the actual mask in the box with all the details on top of the box, and she hand delivered. It was a very small event, so she was able to hand deliver them, and it was just the fact that they received this invitation with a mask already in it. It just wowed them and just made them really want to come to her event.
Yeah. And so what else after the invitation, then what did you do like the decor was
yes.
also
mm-hmm.
described that
yes
or?
Well, in the invitation it stated that you had to wear your mask to enter, because she was worried about someone's going to forget their mask. So I said, well, we'll just incorporate, you know, stating that you have to have your mask on, and that worked. So basically all the decor blend in with the theme. We had masks inside the floral arrangements, just details to bring out that masquerade feel and making people. And we asked people to dress not casual, but not too dressy. Mm-hmm. Black, you know, little black dresses. And when you involve your guests, that makes it even more special.
That sounds really nice. So they had masks, and then you don't forget your mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come into the room and it's beautifully
decorated
and,
yes.
in high style.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us where high style came from.
High style basically originated from, high style means like the latest trend setting in fashion and design. So what I did was I took high style and incorporated it into my event decor, like the high fashion thing. Some of my centerpieces are inspired by fashion. I will put spikes on a vase. Mm-hmm. Christian Louis Vuitton is like my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I've even created red bottom vases, ooh, red bottom tablecloths, where the tablecloth is black on the top and the bottom is red. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, putting in fashion, whatever's in trend at that time, and bringing it into the decor aspect of it.
Okay, great. So when you started, was it always Renee Frank, or was it something?
No, it was not. It was La Diva Events. And I went with that because I was always called a diva. Mm-hmm. No matter where I went, someone always referenced me as a diva. So I came up with La Diva Events. Mm-hmm. And how I came up with Renee Frank, I wanted to change it because I wanted to broaden my clientele.
Yeah.
Because the name really speaks.
Renee Frank?
Yes.
I love it. It really does. It really does. I love it.
And Renee is my middle name, and Franklin is my last name. So I took the K-L-I-N off and did the C. And mm-hmm. I was going back and forth, and I looked in a dictionary and looked up Frank, and it said currency.
Oh, don't we love that?
And I said, that's it right
that's
there.
That's right. That is right. So I met you at the workshop.
Yes.
Series, and it was beautifully done. And you did a nice tablescape and everything, and it was just awesome. And I remember you telling the story. And so I went to your website after that, and I just fell in love. Like,
thank
it's
you.
Not too many websites that you just feel like just staying there. I felt like I was in like a New York night or something. I don't know. And then you said you designed it yourself.
Yes, I did.
Like, tell us about that, because there are a lot of entrepreneurs who always think that I got to go hire somebody and blah, blah, blah. I did 3-4 of my websites by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to, once it got really like it, mm-hmm. I had to go hire somebody else for another one.
Well,
tell us how
it began is I did hire someone to initially do my website. And I found that they had the technical part of mm-hmm. it, but they didn't have the vision.
Yeah.
So I was spending a lot of my time saying, you know, I don't like that. Can we change this? And then one day I said, you know, with working with him, I started learning how to put in codes and things of that nature. So one day I said, I'm going to just change my website myself. And because I knew the feel
right.
I wanted to have, I wanted when you come on to have that grown and sexy feel.
You did that.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you. And I wanted it to represent what Renee Frank is about. Renee Frank is about opulence. It's about high style. It's about being personalizing and customizing. So that's the feel I wanted to give. And per you, I accomplished
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. You accomplished that. It just really is. It's nice. It's sexy. It's just, it really is nice. And so you call yourself the event stylist. I love that.
Thank you.
Tell us how that came about as well.
Well, like I said, I started out as an event planner, and then I just started getting clients who wanted me to do the decor part. So one day, just stylists came to me, and that's what I basically do is I come in and I either style your table, style your buffet, and it just everything is just, when I say style, I mean from the drinks to the presentation of the food, because one of my pet peeves is aluminum pans. I feel like you do not have to have aluminum pans.
Okay, so I'm laughing because I heard you say that at the event. And I was like, that's me. And the thing about it is because I was like, as soon as I got my aluminum pans, I was like, oh, I'm doing this. This is good. Because ordinarily it would have been just in the pot.
Right,
so
right.
I'm upgraded. I got my aluminum pans. I got the plastic spoons outside. And then Renee said, that's not what's up.
No, it's
so
not.
What's up?
It's
like,
not.
Tell me what I need to do now to make so that I don't use my foil pans.
Well, there's a lot of serving trays that are reasonable. I even have trays that are very nice that are electrical that I can plug in and keep the food warm. I try to, depending on the event, I try to do stuff that I don't have to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can really up your presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do choose items that have to be warm, I would say keep them warm in another area of the event, the kitchen or whatever, and just bring
them
out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I see.
I don't want to hear that you used aluminum pans ever again.
I'm going to try my best. So how can we have a high style experience like at an affordable rate?
You can do it yourself. Like create your own vases, like, you know, the dollar store. I'm gonna tell you, I have a book called, an ebook called Secrets of an Event Stylist.
Wow.
Where it's an introductory of, some secrets, behind the scenes of, you know, how you can create different things. The Dollar Tree, if you go online, you will find stuff that's not in the store.
Wait, Dollar Tree online?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm talking like really nice, colorful glassware, stuff that they don't sell in the store. You can get it online. Comes in a case. Sometimes it's like a case of 24, 36. Spending $36 for nice wine glasses versus going somewhere paying $4.99 or $5.99 for just one glass. It's about being resourceful. Looking for different things, tying in your details to the theme of your event. That's a way to save money. As I spoke before, if you're serving food, I suggest you do little appetizers because you get more for your money and you can serve more.
Mm-hmm.
I also suggest small plates. So your guests.
So everybody want me eating all my food?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just take a little bit.
Yes. Yes. So basically just customizing your decor. Like at the event, I don't, do you remember when I did the vases?
Oh, absolutely. I still got it in my phone, the picture. I mean, just beautiful. And I mean,
wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper.
Yes.
That
just,
was so,
yes,
I would have never thought that.
Simple things like that. That wrapping paper, like I mentioned, Hobby Lobby or Michael's always have a coupon. Wrapping paper $4.99. You use the coupon. You done spent, what, $2.50? And you can still use it a couple of more times. And just pick out a nice, cute pattern that goes with your theme or your color palettes.
And yours at the event was...
It was Tiffany and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I use black and white wrapping paper.
Beautiful.
Yes. And the glass, that blue glass, dollar store.
Beautiful. And then the vase that you made, I wish everybody could see this. The vase, you made that as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make that?
What I did was I took some floral and I had a little chandelier. It's a chandelier hanging in the middle of the glass. And I just took a pin and just secured it up with the flowers. And it just hung in the middle of the vase. And then, you know, if you could add, like, candles around there to kind of reflect off of the chandelier.
Mm.
It's just incorporating different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these things just... I could be saying, okay, I want to go to sleep, and an idea will come
just
in my head.
You just got to get up.
And I have to get up and execute it.
Right? So I imagine, like, do you have like a, you have a location? Do you have a location or you
no.
have like a workshop that's just filled with all of your
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I do. Okay. I have a studio in my home.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. And so it houses all of this stuff. So when a client wants to work with you, mm-hmm. how does a client find you?
Usually by either Instagram or they go on my website. There is a form there that you can contact me on to set up a consultation.
ReneeFrank.com.
Yes, ReneeFrank.com. And also I have a questionnaire on there, basically getting some logistics of what you're looking for your event, for far as decor and design. And you fill that out and then I schedule a consultation with you. And at that point, if you want to move forward, we get into the proposal and the contract.
Okay. That's awesome. And then, because at first I was like, I initially thought that you did event planning, but like you said, you got away from that and that was just decor. So when I approach you, I already have a planner?
Well, I do offer some coordination. Mm-hmm. It's not always where I'm just, the decor, you still have to coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need a coordinator, I do offer that service too.
Okay. That's good. Okay. And so working with brides. We love brides, don't we?
Yes, we do. I love my brides.
And that's it. So
you just have to have patience.
Do they come at the last minute? Do they come like?
Most of them do.
At the last minute?
Most come at the last minute. Most of all my clients come at the last okay. minute. And
why do you think that is? They come, like, is it because they just do or because they've been other places?
I think they'll start off trying to do it themselves and then they get overwhelmed and then they say, well, I need a coordinator or an event stylist or a planner.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client. Well, she became my client. What happened is that she initially came to me. She was having a Christmas dinner at her home. And, you know, I had a consultation with her and she said, well, I'll let you know. And I think what she did was I can do this myself for cheaper. So she called me 2 days prior to her dinner, just all frantic, and she just was all over the place. So I had to get her in line and get her some tips. Okay, we need to do X, Y, Z. And I'm telling you, she spent more money trying to do it herself. So I advise people, just hire a coordinator, a professional, because they can save you money and time. So she spent a lot of time and a whole lot of money that she did not have to spend if she just would have brought me in from the beginning.
Absolutely. And I agree with that. A lot of people think that, okay, well, I can just do it myself. You know, mm-hmm. I'm so creative. I can mm-hmm. do that. But you really need to leave that to mm-hmm. the professional, mm-hmm. to the expert.
Yes.
You really just do.
And especially if you're entertaining, mm-hmm. that takes you away from your guests because you're running around, you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to enjoy your event with your guests. And that's my goal, is for you to enjoy your event with your guests. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be running around an hour before because you have to go pick up the tables
right.
and the chairs. And then when you get there, the table and chair don't fit in the car.
Right.
See, those are the logistics that I already handle for you. You don't have to worry about that.
And I just had my first event, Big Hat Brunch. It was so wonderful. Thank you, everyone who attended. But the beauty of it was that most of the time, I'm like, you running around, like you said, frantic and whatever. But this time, since I had the Lily Mae PR agency do that for me, I was just relaxed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, just at ease.
And you enjoyed yourself.
And I enjoyed mm-hmm, myself. It mm-hmm. was great to just have somebody take over that part for me. And
right.
I could just say what I liked or
right.
what I wanted or whatever.
Right.
It was absolutely amazing. So I definitely think that one should get someone to help them with that
yes.
aspect.
And then I want to add to trust your stylist because, you know, I have clients that they hire me, but they try to tell me what I should be doing. And I feel like I'm the professional here. This is what I do. I know what to look for. And
especially from the questionnaire,
Exactly. And I have some clients that will tell me what they want me to do. And I'll say, okay. And I'll do it. And then they'll go, okay, that didn't work. What do you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you handle that?
Just like I sit back and let them see for themselves, because I try to stop it and, you know, head it off, mm-hmm. but they don't listen. So I just stop and let them see for themselves.
Right.
It's just like a child when you tell your kids don't, you know, you try yes. to forewarn them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just have to let them see for themselves.
So let me ask, like, how, okay, so when I need an event stylist, when I'm having a party of how many? Like,
it could be, I do offer a service, a tablescape service. Entertaining at home has become very big. I do too. I love it.
That's why I say I need to step my, mm-hmm, my foil mm-hmm. pan game up.
Yes, you
do. Because I like to entertain at home.
So, I mean, I even offer a service. You may be having a couple of girlfriends over, as many as six, where I can come and style the table for you. You may want to have like a brunch on your patio, a book reading, you know, reading a book, mm-hmm. and you want to get together, have lunch, and talk about what you read about.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I like the way that sounds.
Yes.
I like
so
that.
I can put those are the ideas that, you know, I can bring, can help you with, and make it very nice. Mm-hmm. I do have packages. I haven't put them on my website because I'm still tweaking them. Mm-hmm. But something like that, I do have a package where either I can come in your home, use some of the items that you have on hand and tablescape and incorporate some of my items, or I can just bring in all of my items.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. So you could come in and then just go around my house and be like, let me get that vase mm-hmm. right there.
Yes.
And we're going to put that with that right there.
Yes.
I like the way
yes.
that. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it saves you money.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about that. If you take some stuff from my home, then I'm not spending that much.
Exactly.
That's good. Okay, so you got an ebook, which means you're trying to educate us.
Yes, yes.
And you said you have just tell us about the ebook and how you started, how that came about.
Well, the ebook came about because I felt like I was always educating my clients. You know, it's not just, I just don't have a consultation and this is what I'm going to do, XYZ. They have a lot of questions, and it's because they really don't know. So I decided to do an ebook to educate, basically show you how to. One of the chapters in there that I love so much is called From Grocery to Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And basically I talk about how to go to the grocery store, bring simple things home, and make them gorgeous.
Ooh, tell me about it.
One of my favorite, and a lot of my clients and people who come to me, I do this tray where it's like gourmet chocolate covered cookies, pretzels, strawberries, and it's just as simple as putting it on a mirrored platter and just piling it up. And it looks so, it's colorful, mm-hmm. it tastes good, it's cute, it's sexy, and you serve it with wine or champagne, and, you know, your guests will just, they really go crazy over there. And I do, like, miniature cheesecakes and just mm-hmm. incorporate all mm-hmm. kind of little goodies in it. And also, something simple, I do this, it's cucumbers wrapped in artisan lettuce, red and yellow peppers, and it's a really thin, you have to cut the cucumber real thin.
Oh, I see.
And you roll it up in it, and you have your artisan, because
so
artisan letter.
So, like, I can take a potato peeler.
Yes, I would get a vegetable peeler because I tried it with that, because I was trying to be cheap.
Right.
And it didn't work, and I'm working harder, and I said, no, let me go back and get the right tool. So I suggest a vegetable peeler, mm-hmm. And it'll cut it real, real thin. And then you know, artisan lettuce is colorful,
right?
And you just have a couple sticking out, and with the red pepper and the yellow pepper, you slice it up, you know, thin, like almost like a stick, like, mm-hmm. and stick it in, and you take a green onion and tie it, mm-hmm. and then I serve it with this Asian peanut sauce.
I'm getting hungry. That sounds good.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
So what
it's
do you sit it on? What?
I sit it on a platter, like a long, depending on the color theme. The last time I did it, I had it on like a long white platter. And you can fit.
Oh, that sounds pretty on a white platter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm just envisioning.
Yes, it was
hope
nice.
You guys are envisioning this. Just envision. Just close your eyes.
Yes. Think of the sauce. No.
nice. Okay. And so other.
And that recipe is in the book.
In the book. Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. One more and then we'll go buy the book to get the rest of your secrets.
One more secret I share is basically, how to keep up with the latest trends. I do share what's going to be bars for 2016 in the event decor industry.
Wow, yeah. I love that. Yes. I really love that.
So that's a thing too. I keep up with the latest trends and then I just put my own twist on it. Mm-hmm. I try to be different and set myself apart. And I think by doing that, that has helped me be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really good. And so you have kids, you have children?
Yes, I do.
So how has that been, event styling and being a mom and everything?
You know, being a mother has prepared me for what I do.
Mm-hmm. Patience.
Yes. The patience and dealing, you know, with different personalities, because my children have different personalities and each one of their needs is different. So,
I wish more people understood, like, you know, when you have children that it's not that easy because everybody is different. I have six of them and everybody needs different things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes everybody want to talk to me at the same time.
Yes.
Somebody may need, it's just different and just need to, empathize with us a little bit more.
Yes.
About what we go through.
Yes. But you know, I am at the stage, I only have one left at home. Yay. he's 15. He's in that, he's because my other two were older, they always did everything for him. So I didn't realize that he wasn't independent till my daughter left.
Mm-hmm.
And he just needs me for everything.
Everything.
So I have to balance basically trying to teach him to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my oldest son and my daughter, like, he your favorite. I'm like, he's not, it's not that he's my favorite. He needs me more than you two
right.
do. So, but I'm trying to get him out of that.
Plus he's the baby.
Yes. Yes, he is. And so I'm trying to get him out of that. It's hard, but keep me in prayer.
Okay. So what is the shortest amount of time? Like somebody has come to you and said, I need to get my event together. I need you to come and decorate.
3 days.
3 days.
And I was sick.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And you pulled it off.
And I pulled it off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to do it for the Renee Frank brand.
Yeah. And it wasn't even so much the Renee Frank brand. My clients are like special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure her event went well.
Wow. Was it a big event?
Yes.
Wow. In 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about it?
While I was suffering from this was around the time when that flu bug was going around and I caught it. And matter of fact, it was right after New Year's and she called me on a Wednesday and said her event was that Saturday and it was 2 hours away.
Wow.
Yes. But luckily what she wanted, her vision, I had everything in stock.
Yes.
So that's why I was able to pull it off. If I didn't have it in stock, it probably would have been a little tougher than it was. It was just basically.
Was she a previous client or this is
yes,
a brand
new
client?
Yes, she was a previous client.
So she knew she could depend on
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. And she knew what I would bring.
Mm-hmm.
And it was she was a publicist and it was for one of her clients. I mean, she had the band, she had everything. And I want to say it was about maybe 25 tables. And then a head table with 9 people at the head table. So I had to fold napkins.
With the flu.
Chair covers, centerpieces with the flu.
Wow.
But because this is my passion, mm-hmm. That gave me the strength to get through it. I was glad when it was over, but I made it through.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Has she called you since then?
Yes, all the time. All the time.
And so you have a line of decor.
Yes,
which
I
think
do.
Is just awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a party in a box. It's Christian Louis Vuitton inspired, and it comes with the Christian Louis Vuitton inspired appetizer plates. It comes with wine glasses, guest towels, silverware, three decor vases, which they have spikes on the vases, on which I customize myself.
I was just about to ask, you design all of this. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yes. And it's custom order. So when you order it, I am actually making, when you place your order, I'm making the vases for you.
So when we push check out and pay, and you get that in your email.
Well, I have some already laying to the side. But yes. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So anything that's coming up?
Yes, I am working on decor elements for the fellas because
love
I know that you guys like to entertain too. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be called the Gentleman's Choice. So look for it. It's going to be very, very nice and sexy and grown.
What inspired you to just have your own line?
What inspired me is because I have a vision mm-hmm. for something and I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do my own line.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty great. Yeah. And then you just thought, well, you know what? Men want to do it too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because we always leave out the fellas.
That is so true. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know, we all... every day, all on social media, we always see women's empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing really ever for
yes,
men.
Yes, yes. So I decided to have Gentleman's Choice.
Well, I'm going to order some Gentleman's Choice for a men's event that
okay.
I'm going to do
okay.
one of these days.
And I can customize it to whatever you want it to be, whatever your theme is. I can have a cuss.
I love that. I really do love that. Let's see. What else? Oh, ebook. Where can we find the ebook?
www.reneefrank.com.
That beautiful website that she did herself.
Thank you.
And I heard you say earlier, you said you got the business cards together and everything. I mean, you just had a vision and you were just like, I'm not going to wait on anybody. I'm just going to.
Well, the vision, with time, mm-hmm. it grew and got better and better. You know, my vision for things just all the time just gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because before events, what were you doing before doing events?
I worked for Ford Motor Company building F-150s
wow.
on an assembly line 50 hours a week. And that was another thing, too. That job took a lot away from my children because of the shift that I worked. I never saw my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I have to do something that's not going to take away from my children and something that I can leave to my children.
Mm, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so at what point did you decide that you wanted to do that?
Ford did a downsize and they offered a buyout and I took it.
You took it.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share this. I believe I mentioned this at the workshop, is you have to look at things the way God is showing it to you, not the way it appears.
Mm-hmm.
Because shortly after I left, I had a dream. And it was me and my best friend. And we're walking. And it's like we're on this bridge. There's like a whole bunch of people. And we walk in this one direction. And other people walk in the other direction. And I start seeing faces of people I worked with Ford. And they kept saying, you going the wrong way. You going the wrong way. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going the right way. And I continued to go. And I got to this hotel that was gorgeous, this gorgeous hotel. And this lady walks up to me. She was like, we're so glad you're here. We're so excited that you're going to be planning our event.
Wow.
So I believe that was confirmation
yeah.
that I had did the right thing. In the beginning, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept pressing
yeah.
and I'm still pressing. So just want to encourage anybody who's listening. You don't look at it the way it appears
mm-hmm.
because it will change.
Yes, it will. I like that. That's really inspiring. It really
Thank
is.
Thank you.
I mean, to just step out and just do it and then just keep on doing it and never look back.
Mm-hmm.
Never look
yes.
back. That is amazing. So what's next? Besides your event decor for men, anything else you want to talk about?
That's pretty much what's going to be hot right now. My ebook and the rollout of the Gentleman's Choice.
And the ebook is called
Secrets of an Event Stylist.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
And so we can find the ebook on, say it again for us, Renee.
ReneeFrank.com.
And we can also get in touch with you at ReneeFrank.com.
Yes, that is correct.
Social media?
Instagram, Renee_Frank. That's FRANC. Also on Twitter, it's Renee_Frank. And Facebook, Renee Frank.
Absolutely. Love it. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today and talking about one of my favorite subjects, because I definitely want to start entertaining more at home and just planning events with Business Babies and Beauty. Like, I love to host events. And so I had my first one. I absolutely loved it. Going to have more. So I'm certainly happy that you came to speak with me today and leave some tidbits with my listeners and some event planners, some future event planners and future event decor designers and all that good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening today. I'm your host, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of BusinessBabiesAndBeauty.com. Always bringing you some good news. And we brought you some really good news today from Renee Frank. And just always going to continue highlighting pretty awesome entrepreneurs right here in Atlanta. Every Wednesday, I motivate women to balance it all. I have multiple children and multiple businesses, so there is no excuse not to have it all and not to balance it all. If I can help you with anything, visit me at businessbabiesandbeauty.com. Send me an email at info@businessbabiesandbeauty.com and let me know how I can help you balance it all. Connect with me on social media. I'm at Business Babies and Beauty. Come back next Wednesday for more news in business, babies, and beauty. Thank you for tuning in. Have an awesome day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender, the freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.